This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission, lest we forget. How you doing, America? Boy, I'll tell you, everybody is buzzing over this Ninth Circuit decision, but are you surprised? I mean, come on. We knew this was going to happen. It was going to come down like this. And I'm sure President Trump understood that this is the way it was going to come down. And, we cannot lose sight of the goal. And the goal here with that executive order, and just because the Ninth Circuit did, it doesn't mean that the rest of us has to, or that leadership has to. Trump and the administration, especially now that he has a little bit more of his complement of his cabinet in place, which has created some issues, but that's okay. Look, the issue is still important. You know, what motivated him to present the executive order is still there. It's a clear and present danger. Now, the Ninth District chose to, make a decision based on some technicalities and, as some legal analysts, as you've heard them on this show, describe, go outside the box, outside of the four corners of the document. But, Trump lives another day. And there's another opportunity here. And I think it's, just keep a calm head and do the right thing. Issue another executive order based on the criticisms that they had. Don't take it personal. Let's just, take their counsel and make it work, because we still need to protect this country. So however it takes to make that happen, let's move forward. Now, here's what Charles Krauthammer had to say last night saying that Trump is completely within his rights in issuing this executive order. He says it's both lawful and legal. Here's what he said.
Charles, your thoughts about this, how it fits in with the overall Trump agenda, and should he walk away from this, either one, just saying let's go vet, or two, we're going to fight it out in the district court, which will take weeks or months, and going ahead with the rest of his agenda?
Let me just say that despite Chuck Schumer plagiarizing me, I do believe that the president is completely within his rights in issuing an order that is lawful and legal. There, and under normal circumstances, I think he'd be vindicated by the Supreme Court. I think Judge Napolitano may be right that there will be at least one liberal on the court who will support him, because I think it's pretty obvious, and it would be embarrassing if the liberals on the court all unanimously opposed him. But as a pure political tactical issue, I do think that you can let this thing go. There are two parts. There's the vetting and there's the moratorium. The moratorium is incidental and temporary. You let that go, you go back to the district court, it's dragged out. The moratorium would expire anyway in 90 days. You do the vetting. You get Giuliani or somebody else to put together a program and have it done within the 90 days, and then you move on.
And your thoughts about how much this is hurting the rest of his agenda, and if he continues the fight, how much it soaks up, as it did for this hour, all of the oxygen?
I think it's a matter of personal pride. The guy's a winner. He doesn't like losing. But I think it's a losing proposition to run after this, unless you think you can win with the Supremes. You may or may not, though, and you want to roll the dice. But otherwise, let it go. Escape from it. You're not getting anywhere on this. You got a huge agenda. You're on a roll. Don't mess it up.
I think that's wise counsel. Whether or not Donald Trump will heed that, and hopefully his inner circle is saying the same thing. Because you can get stuck in a bucket of gum here, and what I've been concerned about for quite a while here is that we're starting to lose time here. His window of opportunity to affect policy and legislation and to make America great again, we're maybe down to 18 months now and counting. It moves quick. And the Beltway is happy to move very slow and deliberate, because, it allows for you know, kind of this ineptitude at times to exist. A bit frustrating, but that's okay. You know, the president is not alone, and you're not alone. But we live another day to fight the good fight. Keep it up.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And, well, I'll tell you, I understand, really the excitement of a lot of people. And, you know, we have become so polarized that the emotions are just as strong on the left and right. Had an interesting conversation with a group of people last night and, decidedly, you know, they're very, very liberal. But, you know, once you get on the other side of the emotion, you can begin to deal with the problem. And I think therein lies the challenge for the Republican Party and certainly Donald Trump. Let's bring on Megan Barth here right now. Megan, of course, a woman's advocate, among other things. She's also the proprietor, founder of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator. Hey, Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Just trying to kind of calm the nerves here of people. I, I'll tell you, the emotions have never been so diametrically opposed, you know, like this. I mean, the Ninth Circuit has really brought the fervor up. And I'm saying, look, at okay, that's fine to have passion, but keep your eye on the ball. Let's, you know, the fact of the matter is that we still need to secure the safety of the American people. We see it as clear and present. The Ninth Court, you know, wants to operate on technicalities, I guess, and outside of what's been clearly discussed, you know, time and again all week long, outside of what they call the four corners of the document.
Right, and the Ninth Circuit, which I call the Ninth Circus, is the most overturned court in the country, because they are very left of center and operate not by interpreting the Constitution, but interpreting it in such a way that it holds bias according to their ideology. And that's why they've been overturned so many times. I think one of the mistakes that Donald Trump made with this executive order is using a bureaucratic hack from the DOJ to argue this executive order on his behalf. Mm-hmm. When you listen to the arguments back and forth, I was quite embarrassed that the DOJ lawyer was representing us in the executive mm-hmm. order. And what the Democrats fail to understand is that the primary duty of our president is to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. This is not a Muslim ban, even though they like to use that cachet in order to, you know, it's good for a protest. Fine.
Right.
It is simply a temporary travel ban from countries that were selected by Barack Obama in 2015 that are unable to vet their people accordingly. And Assad just told Yahoo News yesterday, Assad, the head of mm-hmm. Syria, right. just told Yahoo News that of course terrorists are going to come into our country. Of course the refugees from Syria are going to be, some of them are going to be terrorists. So why not listen to Assad? But again, the Ninth Circuit Court is operating outside of their constitutional duty by stripping the constitutional duty of our president. Since when should a court have more constitutional authority when it comes to our safety and security than the commander-in-chief?
Exactly. Well, it's pretty embarrassing when you have somebody like Assad, you know, spelling it out. And this has been the sentiment of the people in Europe that you're hearing in the Middle East. We spoke with Jennifer Breeden yesterday, a international legal expert, and she just got back from the Middle East and says, look at, you know, they're looking at Donald Trump and they're saying, hey, we want Donald Trump here, you know, to hold a line and to take a stand, you know, for national security like he has. But, you know, we've got to get people here on the left and right to understand that this is a U.S. thing. It's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. And I thought what he presented was all very reasonable, within the bounds, constitutional. But yet, you know, Ninth Circuit, call it what you want. They did not serve the people very well with this decision. I mean, they left us vulnerable. And then, you know, we really telegraphed to everybody, and this is what Assad's point is, we telegraphed to them that the door is now open, but it's closing. So if you're going to make a move, you better make it now, right?
Well, exactly. And so what I believe that Donald Trump should do is rewrite the executive order and put it back in the court, so at least we have some time to close down our borders. And look, I would say that he goes for a full closure. An absolute full closure. Why not? Because our safety and our security is his primary duty, and how else to protect us from than by closing the border and let the courts try it again. Mm-hmm. That will give him some time now that we have Jeff Sessions in place that can argue on our behalf. It'll give him some time, give us some time to get our ducks in order to ensure that we are safe and secure. Why should we be admitting refugees from Yemen or Somalia?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, yeah, there's no question. You see,
why?
And this is the thing that I asked the people last night that I was with. I said, look, do you understand what is going on in these seven countries that were cited by the Obama administration? Well, then they took exception and said, well, you know, I really hate to always hear that the right is always blaming Obama. Okay, I said, all right, let's just say Congress, okay, because Congress, you know, had agreed with, you know, these seven countries. I said, these are all failed or failing states. They've lost control. In fact, we had a Muslim woman on with us. She said one of the first things that ISIS did in Syria was they took over all the, you know, the equipment and everything that produces visas. They've got, I mean, forget about making copies. They've got the equipment and everything, and they've been spitting these things out. They've been selling them out in the marketplace because ISIS, doing what ISIS does, they need money to fight their war. So they're getting money any which way they can, and supposedly they're selling visas for as much as $10,000 a shot. And so that's just one case in point. So the information that we get from these seven countries, because they're failed states, is dubious at best. So, you know, to your point, why are we putting ourselves in this kind of danger and for such a small number of people? But yet, you know, people on, because they hate Trump so much, you know, they're all excited that people got inconvenience on the travel ban. You roll out something nationally like this, which is a national security issue, everything is not going to go perfect. You know, they've got to get through the process. They realized there was some green card holder miscommunication, and they got that cleared up within pretty short order. So everything that's all said and done, we're twisting ourselves into a knot here, Megan, for how many people? How many people were inconvenienced?
Yeah, and only inconvenienced for 48 hours at a maximum. But we have to realize that these seven countries represent less than 10% of Muslims worldwide.
Right.
And what we also have to remember is that Hamas just partnered with ISIS, and Hamas is,
you know.
Yeah, and Hamas is the darling of the left. Mm-hmm. The left always supports and sides with Hamas. Don't ask me why, but why shouldn't Barack Obama take an ounce of accountability? Whoever you were with last night, why can't we blame Obama for some things? He was too busy in his last 8 years outside of golfing, more than any other president in history. He was blaming climate change for the rise of terror, not his policies. Why do we have this refugee crisis? Because he and Hillary Clinton overthrew the Northern Horn of Africa, mainly Libya, as well as Egypt, and caused this refugee crisis.
Exactly. Well, there, no doubt that they were complicit. It is on their hands. As you say, the left has their darlings, and they've circled their wagons, and they're going to protect. But I'm saying, hey, set that aside for a moment. What do you want to do here? Do you think that we're under threat? And if you don't think we're under threat, I mean, we already have, these people have declared, they declared war on us, Megan. They flat out said we are at war with the United States of America. So we're not going to take them seriously, I guess, because the Ninth Circuit says, well, there's nothing there, so just move on. Megan Barth is with us. We got more from Megan right after this. Stay with us.
The fourth phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with the one and only Megan Barth continues. Megan, Donald Trump's a smart guy. And, you know, he's been able to gain a lot of traction. He's put D.C. on its heels. But we need to get some things accomplished here. And, you know, the left has made a big move. They stuck a stick in his spokes on an issue like this. And, you know, in terms of compromising his ability to do his job, number one job. I mean, this is what America voted for him, because they said, hey, we got a president that's not looking out for our best interests. Now, I think the voters are really seeing clearly how institutional the system is and how it's unfair and rigged against we the people, and is compromising our very national security.
No, that's right. And the number one job of our commander-in-chief is to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's not the job of the court. It's the job right. of the commander-in-chief, the head of the military. And the left forgets this. I'm really not sure how the left is really going to explain away that they have now sided with the terrorists as far as who can come in. They aren't siding with the commander-in-chief. But we know now that the left is going to use the courts to their advantage, specifically on the West Coast, the most liberal activist judges where they preside, in order to use the Ninth Circuit to do their will. Not the people's will, the left's will. Mm-hmm. They have been bitter. And they have become unhinged because they lost the national election. So they will use every opportunity they can to undermine and delegitimize the new administration. And they will do so through the courts.
Well, God forbid something happen, because then it goes beyond the Ninth Circuit. Now we're starting to talk about, you know, liberals, the Democrats, it'll be on them, you know, because to your point. Where are they on this? How come they're so quiet, and, you know, about this whole situation? I mean, we're talking about a national issue, our national security, the job one of the President of the United States, the Commander in Chief, and there's crickets coming from the Democrats.
No, that's absolutely right. And the fact that Hamas has now aligned itself with ISIS creates a much larger, much more spread out, asymmetric enemy. And so with our borders being open and us being promised by Assad as well as ISIS, they will penetrate our border through land, air, or sea in order to, you know, terrorize us further and export jihadis. That's already been promised to us. And so that's why I do believe that Donald Trump needs to take extraordinary action as commander-in-chief and perhaps even shut down the border and then let the left do all of their acrobatic tricks by using the judiciary to try to stop that. Something needs to be done about our border outside of a wall. Something needs to be done with our visa system, because our visa system is so incredibly broken. There's over 500,000 people that have overstayed our visas that are walking amongst us. There's over 1,000 FBI investigations on terror cells throughout this country. Every single state. That's right. And so we definitely have a problem and a growth in terrorism. We had 16 terrorist attacks, Islamic terrorist attacks, under Barack Obama. So that
the left can't count. They can't count, right. Number one, and they don't even want to remember that that's the case. You know, because when you ask them, once you get through on the other side of the emotion and you ask them about this, you go, well, what about San Bernardino? What about Ontario? Orlando. What about these different areas where you hear Allah Akbar and you have the, you know, is that meaningless to you? You don't understand that happened within this country?
Right, and they will say that's gun violence. Remember, San Bernardino was going to be called gun violence. So was Orlando. Knife violence in Ohio. Merced. Pressure cooker violence in Boston? This is how the left has been disconnected from reality, because for the last 8 years under the Barack Obama administration, climate change was the cause of terror.
Number one issue.
That's right. The climate change was their number one issue. Terror didn't even exist, and certainly Islamic terror didn't exist. God forbid we connect the two, even though we are in jihad. So Donald Trump understands the enemy, as does Mattis, But the left refuses to identify it. Why? I really don't know. Mm-hmm. But what the left has done now is create a more dangerous country for us by having this open border policy that they have practiced for the last 8 years.
Yeah. Well, they're really exposed on this. So it's a matter of, again, you know, the right conservatives, Donald Trump, keeping his head about him and move forward. I mean, keep your eye on the goal. We still need to secure this nation. Keep moving forward. If it means offering up another executive order, whatever you need to do, just keep your eye on the ball.
Pushing forward.
Yeah, respond with an executive order that answers the specific issues that the Ninth Court said they had problems with. Go ahead and, okay, because we can still do an executive order, still protect the nation, and just go, okay, fine, we'll rewrite an executive order and let them, chase after that one. But his number one job still is his number one job.
That's right. And extreme times call for extreme measures. And it's mm-hmm. not that I would want the president, because we had a problem with Barack Obama exceeding his executive authority. But he exceeded his executive authority when it came to immigration and when it came to like DACA and DAPA mm-hmm. and things of that nature. And Barack Obama exceeded his executive authority by weaponizing the bureaucracies and the various bureaucracies around him, whether it be the EPA or the IRS.
Yeah, all the three initial agencies that went overboard. And, if there was a problem. But this is what the left has become very effective on. And they have intimidated. And, this is an opportunity for conservatives to right that wrong. And it's starting to happen. But when Donald Trump talks about clearing the swamp, I mean, the swamp is well established. it is well in place. It is going to be a process. It's going to take some courage, and it will take a little bit of time to do that. And some of these are already starting to, vacate themselves. And I say, okay, God bless you. Thank you for making it a little bit easier. But there's others that are well entrenched, and they're not going to move easy. Megan, we got a couple minutes left, and I did want to get your read on Elizabeth Warren, and the way the left was quick to play, both the race and gender card over this whole situation.
Right.
And her, in a sense, not censure-like, she was a bit censured, told to sit down because she violated clearly a stated rule of the Senate.
Right, Rule 19. And Elizabeth Warren often uses Twitter as her bully puppet in order to disparage those that don't agree with her or that she doesn't agree with. Well, the Senate is not Twitter. The senator has decorum. And she violated that decorum. She violated Rule 19, and she was told to sit down, and she did. But she was told according to the rules. She obviously didn't learn decorum when she was at Harvard when she was an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So she was reminded that within the halls of Senate, you do not use the Senate as your bully pulpit. Outside the Senate, she can do whatever she wants. But she was reminded that you do have to play by the rules. The Democrats don't like to play by the rules when it affects them. They like to use the rules against everyone that they don't agree with, and they use the rules in a very surreptitious and damaging manner. We see this time and time again.
It's very divisive.
Pardon?
It's very divisive, what she did.
Correct. Well, the left is very divisive. They're left of Stalin.
Well, scratch the itch of those who are ready to scratch on the left, playing the, that angry white male role that, once again, a woman is put in her place and told to sit down and shut up, right?
Well, right. And she also has a book coming out. And so this little kerfuffle padded her pocketbook quite well and is preparing her for 2020.
Yeah,
that's
without a doubt.
The left is gone.
Well, Megan Barth, great insight as always. Good to have you with us. Founder for Pride of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Brought to you by the American Egg Board's Egg Nutrition Center. Eggs have been the cornerstone of a healthy breakfast for generations, and for good reason. Eggs are an all-natural source of high-quality protein, with one large egg containing 6 grams protein, 13 essential vitamins and minerals, all for 70 calories. February is Heart Health Month, and eggs can be a perfect addition to your heart-healthy lifestyle. A recent study from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition shows that eating one egg a day reduces the risk of stroke by 12%. Additionally, the Journal of Nutrition suggests that eating up to 3
3 eggs a day does not increase markers associated with heart disease risk in healthy adults. A new study from Purdue University indicates adding whole eggs to a salad increases vitamin E absorption. Why is that important? Vitamin E is important for the proper function of many organs in the body, including the heart. So next time you dress up your salad, put an egg on it. For more amazing egg facts, visit www.eggnutritioncenter.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Bill Martinez live.
I know you're asking, huh? What does it take to get this country back on track? Well, you know, it took us a long time to get to this point. It's going to take us a while. You know, it's like one day you wake up and you go, hey, I'm, you know, I gained some extra weight here. And so, we got to put the due diligence and the time. I think we're starting to understand, you know, what the problem is. But now we've got to figure out how we can come together and discuss these things in a rational way, if that's even possible. Dr. Tom Borelli, he's got the corner on rationality. In fact, his wife will even say as much as well. Deneen, you know, says, hey, look, Tom's very practical, very reasonable. Except when I ask him to take the trash out, then it's a different story. But Dr. Tom Borelli is a contributor with Conservative Review, frequent guest on O'Reilly Factor. You see him on TV all the time. And it's always good to have Tom Borelli and his expertise with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Tom, I hope you don't mind if I just tease you a little bit here.
No, I enjoy it. Well, what else for a Friday? And I deserve it. And Deneen loves it as well.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's just, with where we are, we got to be careful that we don't take ourselves too seriously. I got to tell you, after the announcement yesterday from the Ninth Circuit, which, you know, shouldn't have been a big surprise. People understood where they were going. You could tell from the questioning. You could also tell from, I think, the poor representation that we the people had in front of the Ninth Circuit in pleading our case about our national security.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. And one of the big silver linings, I think, of the whole Trump presidency and really the Trump movement is his ability really to smoke out the number of progressives and all numbers of institutions that really work against the American people. Now, how many Americans have ever really focused on the Ninth Circuit before? Mm-hmm. Now we know.
Right.
And that's a valuable lesson to understand where we are. How many Americans really realized that there were a number of progressive CEOs that would jeopardize their brand just to, you know, make a political statement against Trump? Now we know.
Exactly.
Who would have known that there were so many social activists willing to, you know, go to the streets and commit crimes and actually punch and harm people who want to peaceably, you know, attend a rally or attend a session at UC Berkeley?
Mm-hmm.
Now we all know. So that, look, this is a painful process, but there's nothing more important than education of really what's going on and having the knowledge of the threats that we face.
Yeah, speaking of education on college campuses, and we saw what happened at Berkeley, and you try to process this stuff, and even though there was professional agitators there, certainly the institutions, the learning institutions, have become breeding grounds for this kind of ideology. I had an opportunity last night to talk with somebody at length who had just graduated from SC, and he kind of laughed about it in terms of you know, that people just do not understand what's happening on the campus. You know, some people think ideologically that, you know, it's a bastion for free speech and all that. He says, that's a joke. He goes, I just graduated from SC. He says, if you don't agree with the, you know, the trends and what's going on, they'll punch you in the face. I mean, it's just a matter of fact. I mean, you know, the kind of bullying that takes place on the college campuses, and, you know, and we're all, you know, we're either immune or ignorant of that reality. And is it any wonder? I mean, we talk about how the professors control the environment and the speak there and you know, the demagoguery and the way it's being indoctrinated on these kids. I mean, it's almost like when they come home at Thanksgiving, a lot of parents, you know, I've heard them, Bill, we don't even want to have dinner with them. We just want to go and have them deprogrammed, you know.
Again, but at least now we all know this.
I exactly. Mean, no, good
now
point.
The front of the news and parents of college-age students now have the decision, or soon to enter college, of where they want to go, or put up big warning signs when you do attend, the way you need to, you know, be aware of your surroundings. I mean, my God, there was a 10 or 12-year-old boy who was wearing a great Trump hat, mm-hmm. and he got Make America Great hat, and he got, you know, beat up in the school bus.
Yeah,
I mean, and you know, a lot of this also, I think, goes back down to the Democrat leaders who were, I didn't hear one Democrat leader, maybe I'm wrong, who said that we need to, like, chill out a little bit and keep the emotions low. No, we hear just the opposite. We had former Vice President candidate Tim Kaine say, you know, we need to, you know, go to the streets. We need to fight them everywhere. This is not helpful.
No, it's not. No, it's it is not. And this is also a caution to Donald Trump and the conservative team, is they need to keep their wits about them. Yes, this is, you know, it kicks you in the gut. And it, for something that it seems so obvious. I mean, here is the, you know, the president is the commander in chief. His number one job is to keep us safe, national security. And to me, it's a no brainer. Well, the Ninth Circuit said, well, wait a minute, you know, so they want to think different. All right, let's not get excited about it. Like you said, they're smoked out. Shouldn't be been surprised. This is what's happened. But, you know, let's be about the people's business. And one of which was we got some good news. And that is that we're going to get some pipelines rolling here, you know, with the approval of the Dakota Pipeline and the XL. And you and I have been talking again about the importance of energy independence. And here we are for the first time in our lifetime, Tom, that we could be truly energy independent and not beholden to these people who mean so much ill will, or that we get caught up in some of their, you know, their politics, you know. We could really be the land of the free here when it comes to energy. And Donald Trump, you know, hey, he signed it into order. We got the ball rolling, and the Canadians like us again almost.
Yeah, no, it's a great development with Trump's energy plan, and the fact that right off the bat he, you know, signed two executive orders, you know, pushing along the Dakota Access Pipeline and allowing the makers of the Keystone Pipeline to submit another application so we can finish that construction. This is really the most important thing. At the end of the day, as we watch in the Super Bowl, you can't judge the end of the game score by every play.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is going to be judged at the end by whether or not he created jobs and economic opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And while everybody's concerned, and should be, about the Ninth Circuit, and a lot of the other issues that are being, you know, major media. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, they're going to be union workers and non-union workers building and constructing that pipeline.
Exactly.
Those are jobs, that's revenue for families, and I don't know if anybody's ever been unemployed, but being dependent and trying to find a way to support your family is a horrible emotional condition. And because of the signing of these executive orders and the construction of these pipelines, not only will it be jobs, but to your point, we're going to take a huge step to energy independence. There'll be more refinery jobs right down the pipeline through the Gulf of Mexico. So I think, you know, unfortunately, it's not getting a lot of news, but at the end of the day, there are going to be jobs, and that's really what matters.
Well, again, that's the opportunity for this administration, is to keep their eye on the ball. And what I keep saying, Tom, is we're running out of time here. We can't expend a lot of emotional energy over some of the idiocy that exists in the Beltway. We know it's there. We're grateful for Donald Trump. I mean, here's a guy that, I mean, he didn't have to do this. I mean, you know, you can talk about his ego and motivation and all that junk, but, you know, whether it's him or any of the other host of billionaires that are involved in the administration that are stepping up saying, hey, America's lost its way and I want to give back. You know, that's what they're guilty of doing. But it's almost like the left wants to look a gift horse in the mouth here, because they've turned it and they've tried to reduce it to politics. And in so doing, it's having effect on their, you know, on their ability to be effective. Tom, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. But again, I think what the problem that the Democrats have, they're just sheer desperate. Because over the Obama was 8 years, they lost over 1,000 seats in government.
Yes.
So that's a warning. You know, that's a shock to their system. They don't have a plan. They don't have any leaders. The only thing they knew how to do is protest. And they know they're on the verge of losing the whole Democrat coalition. When union leaders, workers leave, that's going to be the end of the story.
Well, they're at the verge of being totally irrelevant, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, and this is of their doing. I mean, this is all self-inflicted. Because we got heavy lifting to do here, Tom, as you know. And when there's heavy lifting required, this is where the United States can come a long way. But it's all about the United States. We can't be bifurcated like this. We can't be so opposed and so emotionally divided that we can't get some work done. Because we have a lot of people that are counting on us to make America great again, right?
No, absolutely. And that's why people need to pay attention, get educated, listen to your program and other programs so they know what the issues are and how to perform on a daily basis.
We got to leave it right there. Dr. Tom Borelli. Thank you, Tom.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, it's time for, the one and only, Lolo. Yes, Living Life with Lauren. We got another episode to talk about. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Hey, what are we doing with the kids? Are we all learning how to, be less, microaggressive or whatever? You know, what's going on here?
Yeah, I just told my dad, I'm like, every crazy person is going to cross my path until I learn to quit reacting. And I'm trying to teach my kids, learn it early.
Yes.
You just get the point, you're like, it's okay. Yeah. You won't have to go through what I'm going through at 51.
Right. Well, and hopefully by that time, Lauren, we've gone through this phase enough to realize empirically it just doesn't work. I mean, you can't shut down people. I mean, people have to be able to talk. And this is all part of the, part of the fun, I guess, in some sense. But also the rub. And that is, for so long, in the name of political correctness, we haven't been able to talk freely about it. And now we're a little bit awkward in our speech and maybe a little insensitive. We've got to exercise these communication skills. And it starts with the basics. And the basics is that you got to want to communicate. And, if your heart
that's
is...
That's never been a problem I've had.
Well, yeah,
you,
but...
Not me.
Yeah, but with some people, they just shut down. And, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, you know me well, that at times when I think that I don't have a fair shot at being successful in being able to communicate a thought, I will shut down. But I'm challenged personally, just like you are in your instances, to work through it and find that way. And God, in his inimitable sense of humor and knowing what's better for me, keeps bringing people into my path that challenge my sensibilities.
That bring you out.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and I think a lot of it is a, man-woman thing. Now, we all have different personalities, obviously. And when I teach college, I love to talk about the phlegmatic, choleric, melancholy, mm-hmm. and sanguine. And for those of you that want to look that up, it's the personality trait. So we're just different personality-wise. Then we've got the man, the woman thing. You've got your environment. You've got your upbringing, and all that comes into play. Mm-hmm. But I kind of was the type of person, like for the first 25 years of my life, I was more placating. I wanted everything to be okay. I was a real people pleaser. And it's like this lioness came out for me at like 25, and I was like, ah!
Yeah.
So now I'm learning to kind of find the middle ground, whereas I think maybe you and other people were kind of, you know, maybe the reverse. It's like we're all on the path to becoming healthy. And I do think communication is always important because you can't get frustrated with someone because they don't read your mind properly.
Right.
That's not fair.
No, it really isn't. And, boy, that's, I'll tell you, that's a fun gender conversation right there. Because I seem to, you know, run into people that think I'm a mind reader. You know, instead of just saying,
that's a compliment.
Is that a compliment? No, well,
I think so.
Well, but I want them to be able to say, you know, it's okay. I mean, one of my favorite, and you'll love this one. Mona, you know, what she did this one year. Did I ever tell you the story about Christmas?
Tell the Christmas
story. Okay, well, the Christmas story was, okay, we're going to really focus on the importance of Christmas, what it's about, you know, Jesus' birthday and with the kids. And what we're going to do is we're going to de-emphasize the present giving. We're going to, you know, take care of the kids. And this is her telling me, okay, she tells me, honey, don't get me any presents. You know, you don't have to get me a present. I'm not going to get you a present. We're just going to do this. We're going to play down the whole deal.
We're going to buy, like, goats and things like that.
Exactly. Oh, you know her well. Exactly. Yeah, we're going to buy a goat for some third world country. And you know, all that. So yeah, all that comes into play. So Christmas morning, what does she ask me?
Where her gift is under the tree. And you're like, none, yeah.
Hey, I go, I listened to you. You told me not to do this. I don't. And now I'm in trouble. And it's funny because you're the first woman that I've told this story to. And they will say, they'll preempt me and go, no, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't hear something, you knucklehead.
Said it doesn't mean you listen and you actually do what she said. If you go, wait a minute, I think Walgreens is open on Christmas Day. I'll be right back.
A box of chocolates and a plastic rose.
Walgreens.
Huh?
Yeah. That's all you get Christmas Day.
And maybe something off of TV, the last egg beater that was sold between 2 and 3 in the morning. Either that or a Chia Pet.
Yes.
A Donald Trump Chia Pet or something.
Uh-huh, yeah. Whatever you can grab last minute. Well, I've learned with my husband, and I think most women feel like this. You don't even do the mind reading. You just say, here's my list of things I want, or here's some things I want, and wrap them and put them under the tree. And you don't have Christmas mornings like that.
Well, see, guys love that. Guys, you know, we're on a mission. You give us the mission, the mountain to climb, you know, what to take over. We'll make that happen. It'll be there for you. But no, if you really love me, you know what I'm thinking about. And go, oh, like all of a sudden I'm Karnak here.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that, and I've learned not to.
A little bit of
that.
A challenge, but yeah, we talk about these gender deficiencies, and of course, you know, all in light. I mean, let's the big gender cards being thrown out in the middle after this recent Senate confab and all this electricity going on with Elizabeth Warren. You know, all of a sudden she's the poor woman was talking in front of a bunch of men, and they slapped her down just the way these men always do. They always slap the woman down.
But isn't there a rule that on the Senate floor, or I don't know if this is more just ethics, but that you're not supposed to be critical?
Like, you're not supposed to impugn your fellow senator. There is a specific rule to that point.
Well, so
she was warned, and she just kept on going.
Yeah.
She wanted to filibuster her point.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, then afterwards, they're going to play the race card, because they play the gender card. Then they play the race card, you know, and here it is.
Whatever card it takes.
Yeah, right. And
keep
so
pulling for cards until one works.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I got a card up my sleeve here. Oh yeah, okay. You didn't buy the gender, so we're gonna use, you know. And I got to tell you, Alveda King, who's a real good friend of ours, you know, she was disappointed that Elizabeth Warren would invoke her aunt Coretta Scott King.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Something was said years ago. You talk about taking out of context. You know, that was taken out of context, and to use her words to something that didn't necessarily fit. But, you know, for Elizabeth Warren and people on the left, it doesn't have to be a perfect fit. It's okay, just so that there's maybe some semblance of relevance. But we're going to play that card, and how unfair.
Well, what baffles me still, to backtrack just a little bit, and being a college professor, is that she was so dishonest about her Indian roots, that what she was the 32nd Indian, fifth removed, and then the Indian tribe comes out and they're like, no, you know, she's not Indian, because now she's tenured at Harvard, they can't do anything.
That's right.
And I'm like, okay, that would bother me. Now, if she had come out and just said, I'm so sorry. I was in a dark place. You know, we all change. We all make mistakes. We all need forgiveness. I'm not saying that we don't need second chances and hope and mercy every day, but I don't think she even cared. And so the fact that all these accolades are being given to her when she lied to that degree, I'm still frustrated by that and what her character was to do that all those years ago and not even come out and just say it was wrong.
Right.
I should not have done that. And
well, it was more than accolades. She got a job. I mean, that's like somebody, you know, several years back, there was a coach, I believe, for Notre Dame that had purposely erred on his curriculum vitae, and they caught him in it, and he didn't become the coach. But here in America, you can do that and become a senator.
Well, and this is the thing, too. Just because you're tenured doesn't mean that you're allowed that these things that you presented yourself as years ago that doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's what surprises me. So, yeah, the fact that she's even a senator, I just want to go, don't we want to look at people's character to some degree and the choices they've made?
Yeah,
and kind of making decisions about do I want you to be in leadership? I mean, we can't all go out and just do all these crazy, goofy things that people are going to still go, oh, I want you to be a leader in my world. I want you to, you know, to be a political leader or leader in your church or leader in school or in your neighborhood, wherever, you know?
Yep, exactly. And, you know, and it becomes problematic because then what kind of model do we put out there for our kids, right?
Well, they're thinking they can do anything and it doesn't matter. And that's where the whole entitlement and all those issues come into play. So that's been very frustrating because when it happened the other night and she was shut down, I was thankful for that. I thought that needed to happen because she was breaking a rule that she knew was a rule, and she knew she was breaking it.
And it was so obvious that they voted against her, and so they blocked her out after she violated the rules of the floor. She was voted to where, you know, I guess in a sense it's some kind of soft censure. She wasn't allowed to participate in the debate any further on the floor of the Senate as a result of her violating the rule.
Right. Well, hear, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you think? I mean,
exactly.
Family feels the same way. And I was like charged up after Nancy Pelosi the other night, and I got so tickled because I'm watching all that. I think live, and when she's like, I can't work with President Bush. I'm like, President Bush? What is she talking about?
Well,
she met this President Bush.
There must have been something.
What?
There's something going on in the congressional cafeteria because she mentions Bush. You got Maxine Waters saying Putin is invading North Korea.
Well, did y'all see the people behind both of them? Like when both of them are talking, people are looking like, what are they talking about?
Oh, Lord.
They're
yeah.
on the front line.
Exactly.
Leaders.
Well,
yeah,
these are leaders, I'll tell you. And, Lauren, you know, one final thing here real quick. Got a couple seconds left, and of course, unfair, so we're going to have to leave it for tomorrow. Not for tomorrow, but for next week. And that is that, you know, we've got the Ninth Circuit decision that we're waiting on President Trump doing what he was supposed to do, and that is secure this nation. And we've got activist judge getting in the way of that.
Well, and what's frustrating, once again, is that we are at this place because things have happened. We're not at this place because we just feel like being here. You know, we've had tragedy after tragedy, and so I feel like most people totally support it. I mean, what do we do? I mean, what happens now if this judge steps up? I mean, what's next?
Well, the Supreme Court, that's where it's going. And, of course, I doubt that the Democrats are going to want Gorsuch in place to address that issue either.
True.
And have nine judges. Suddenly, it's going to be convenient to stay with eight. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Say goodnight, Lucy.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now there's a proven